USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says the COVID response team is ready to roll out booster vaccine whenever the FDA approves them. Klain pushing back on the notion that the White House is getting ahead of the science regarding booster shots.
What we said was that we would be ready as of the 20th, which was the projection we were given from the senior science team as to when the FDA would clear the boosters. I want to be absolutely clear. No one's going to get boosters until the FDA says they're approved, until the CDC advisory committee makes a recommendation.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. The cleanup effort continues on Sunday for those affected by Hurricane Ida. Restoring electricity remains a top priority. More than 700,000 customers in Louisiana are still in the dark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.